It's time for Crime on the Mind with crime prevention expert, retired Fairfield Police Lieutenant Jim Perez. Now on Melissa in the Morning, WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
Sometimes I feel like Jim and I share one brain because a few weeks back I had a call from a listener and we were talking about these street takeover situations, which you've heard about many times on this show and in the news. And there was a Milford resident. She called and she said she was sitting in the Starbucks drive-through line with her grandchildren when she saw a street takeover happening in real time. And when she called the Milford Police Department, she said they were very nice. They were very receptive. They said, we will respond to this. But they did admit on the phone there's really not a lot they can do to tackle these massive street takeover situations, which is par for the course for many law enforcement departments across Connecticut. And we know this is a real problem that lawmakers are trying to tackle at the state level and plan to do so again during the legislative session. Meanwhile, I get a call from Jim, and he tells me that similarly, but a different type of crime was brought to the attention of a local police department, and essentially they did nothing about it. And so we wanted to start something called Thumbs Up, Thumbs Down, where we highlight the good work that local police departments are doing that maybe doesn't make front page news, but also highlight where they're coming up short, because we want people to call 911 and we want them to engage with police and we want to see this community effort come together. But if police are not doing their jobs, well, what faith can the general public have? So Jim Perez is here with some concrete examples of this. And Jim, welcome back. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Tell people the example, if you don't mind, what happened recently to a friend of yours and the type of crime that was being called into a local police department.
So I had a friend of mine who calls me frantically, I think it was last Wednesday, and he says to me that someone on his credit card attempted a swipe for like almost $3,000 but got denied. But before that, got a charge of $1,500, which went through. And it was for a MacBook Pro or some type of Apple computer. And then he got a notice on his email because, of course, you know, the bank sends it back to you, saying that your device is ready to be picked up in Waterford, Connecticut. And so he got, you know, before he even called me, he gets on the phone with Waterford police and he tried explaining it to them. And the lady that picked up the phone said to him, we don't do that. Now, what he was explaining was that a crime was about to be taking place at Best Buy in Waterford because this subject was probably there to pick up the device, but they didn't open till 10. This was like at 7:30, you know, quarter to 8 in the morning. So he's calling me, and I was appalled, quite frankly, when he told me that Waterford said they don't respond, which I think is really unfortunate.
They don't respond to credit card. I mean, so help us to understand, Jim. So how would you have wanted them to respond?
So
how should they have responded?
Listen, all I know is I can tell you this, how police departments around here would operate. If someone called and said that, listen, my credit card was compromised for $2,000-$3,000. They're getting ready to go to XYZ store to pick it up at 10 o'clock. You could be damn sure that we would at the very least have a police car there. We want to know at least who the person is. And number one, but number two, you could possibly be breaking up a very huge organization or put a dent in it that's doing these types of crimes.
Mm.
So why they say they don't do that is beyond me, because all they had to really say was, all right, we'll make sure there's a police car in front of Best Buy for 10 o'clock when they open, you know. And that alone would have probably made the bad guy pull into the parking lot, see the police car, and know that he's compromised. You understand?
That makes a lot of sense. Sure. So that could have – so basically, not only could they have, you know, have handled the situation, but they also could have stopped other people from feeling like, hey, we can commit this type of crime. Because doesn't that sort of send a message, Jim, that, okay, well, if you're just not going to respond, why can't any of us do this? Why can't
That's
any
right.
of us commit this crime?
There's a reason why they picked the Best Buy in Waterford, and it's because they've been allowed to get away with this in the past. And I'm going to tell you how much worse it got. So once he told me that, I personally called the Waterford Police Department, and let me tell you something. I went online, and they had a whole bunch of nice, pretty numbers and beautiful things to call. Now, this is a Wednesday at 9 o'clock in the morning. I call the chief's office. goes right to voicemail. I then hang up. I call the administrative lieutenant's office, who's the next one in command, right to voicemail. I call the DB, right to voicemail. 9 o'clock in the morning on a Wednesday, okay?
Yeah, so they should have been there. They should be answering. Right. Okay, right, sure, somebody, absolutely. Somebody should have, right.
Yeah, so then I call the dispatch, and then when I told the woman what was going on, she goes, oh, yeah, I talked to your friend not too long ago. Hold on, let me see what the sergeant said. So they keep me on hold for 2-3 minutes. Then she comes back and says, now remember, this is a time-sensitive issue. Okay, 10 o'clock is approaching. They might open the doors earlier. Who knows? This guy might be able to finagle his way in, you know, into the store and get his item. So she comes back on and says, oh, the sergeant wants a callback number. He'll call you back. I mean, it was like, now if they're doing this to me, that means that they're doing it to everybody.
Did you ever get a call back, Jim?
I never got a call back from the sergeant, from the dispatch, from nobody. And more importantly, the
and you're aggrieved, a former cop.
A friend. Yeah.
Not, wow.
More importantly, the aggrieved, my friend didn't get a phone call. I don't care if I didn't get a phone call back, but I wanted him to get a phone call back. So What I ended up doing was I had him, of course, because Fairfield, we respond to everything because that's how we've been trained. I had him call Fairfield, and he generated a report. So a police officer in Fairfield, even though it didn't take place here, it took place in Waterford, okay? And the crime was about to take place in Waterford. One of our officers went to his house, took a report. They did their part. Fairfield did their part. Waterford, I have no idea what's going on over there, but those residents should be concerned because if I'm getting that kind of treatment, then I'm most certainly sure that they're getting even worse treatment.
Wow.
So I have no idea. So for me, they get a thumbs down. That they're the first ones, and that's horrible. Nobody should ever have to go through that ever again. And you know, we're here as police at large to serve and protect. But the first word, serve, means taking that call and taking it serious, and at the very least saying to the person, listen, there might not much, like what Milford did, there might not be much that we can do, but we're aware of it, and we'll send somebody out. They didn't even go that far.
We have Jim Perez here for Crime on the Mind, and we are doing what's called thumbs up, thumbs down, where Jim is highlighting where some local departments will get 911 calls about scams or street takeovers or, you know, crimes in communities, and the way they respond has been great. You know, we highlighted Fairfield or Milford, for example. But then there was another situation where Jim personally has an account he just shared where a friend of his had credit card theft done. And when he reported it, basically the department said, well, there's just nothing we could do. And not only was this person then left to try and figure out how to handle his own issue, but it really sent a message to other scammers. Hey, it's totally cool. This department's not going to do anything to stop me. So, I mean, me and others can just do the same thing and nothing's going to happen. My question with this situation, Jim, we know since the pandemic, especially, there have been new laws enacted here in Connecticut. And oftentimes I'll hear from law enforcement that it's kind of handcuffed police and it has not allowed them to do the jobs that they want to be able to do to stop crimes. But also, I know that there's a deficit of officers at a lot of departments. I don't know about this one in particular, but do you feel like any of those variables has anything to do with their lack of a response, with their answer to your friend who had this done to them? Mm-hmm. Or is that, you know, no pun intended, a cop out?
No, that, you know, it can go either way, really. I mean, I don't know the structure of this particular police department. I have no idea how many officers, how they respond, how their shifts work. I have no idea. But I know one thing. If it's Wednesday at 9 o'clock in the morning, and someone is reporting a possible crime that's going to take place in your town, you would want to at least be ready for it. And I'm not saying that all everybody, but at least put a car out in front of the store. I don't know. Put a cop car in front of the store, right? That would have made a difference. But instead, you know, they turn around and they try off. And they even fluffed it off basically with me, too. And unacceptable. It's just not cool. You know, listen, if you can't handle the small things, right, which this could be considered not, you know, like a huge crime, but then how are you going to handle the normal crimes? How do people have even trust in you? Here you have someone who called your town saying that something's about to happen in your town, and you basically said, we don't do those things. I don't know. In Connecticut, in this day and age, no police department should be saying this.
Mm.
Because what happens is you end up attracting those bad actors back to your place over and over again because they know they're not going to get a response. And God knows how many times this happened before in their town. I have no idea. But, and then the gall that I had to call my own police department, who always steps up to the plate, you know, regardless. And it's not just because of me, but that's just the way they are. I mean, listen, I remember over the years we would complain about the things that we did, but I get now why they do it. We respond because we're service-oriented. And Waterford and every police department in Connecticut should be service-oriented. Mm-hmm. Now, talk about thumbs down, right? So there's so to answer your question, two answers. Number one, yeah, there could be a shortage, of course. You know, but number two, you could still do something about it. Yeah. Simply sending a police car to stand in front of there, even if it's for 20 minutes, would make a huge difference. If this guy knows the store is opening up at 10 and he's going to go there to collect his stolen, technically, property, because it wasn't a completed crime, but it was almost like a future shoplifting almost that was going to take place. And you're saying that you don't respond to those things. Shame on them. Shame on them. Shame on them. Now, let me give you a contrast into something different. Bridgeport Police, they had a situation where crime has been upticking in a certain neighborhood. Residents have been complaining. So they go ahead and they put out extra police. And what do these two police officers do? They actually physically see a hand-to-hand drug deal going down, which, you know, who stops those anymore these days, right?
Yeah.
And Bridgeport went over there and not only stopped it, they arrested the individuals.
So what you're saying, Jim, is that, it, you know, even just making the effort of I hear you, residents, and we, you know, again, I know it's a risk, but it's responding, it's being present, it's making sure that criminals know we're active, we're responding, we're listening, and we're not just fielding the calls.
Well, not only that, but anyway, before I get to that, thumbs up to Bridgeport for actually responding to the concerns of the citizens and then actually doing something about it by making an arrest. Mm-hmm. So Bridgeport sometimes gets a bad rap, but they're very busy. They're constantly going on negative, 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 and they're still hanging in there. Thumbs up to Bridgeport, thumbs down to...
And it's funny that you say that, Jim, because you're right. Like, largest municipality, largest city in the state of Connecticut. But when you talk about Waterford, Connecticut, it's I would think it's like a small town, small problem sort of a place. So why couldn't we see a response? That's a good point. Great point.
And it's accurate, believe me. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the other thing we were talking about. So what happens is sometimes, and this is normal, this part. Sometimes if a resident from one particular town calls that something goes wrong, sometimes I don't want to say opposing police department, but the other police department will want a report from that town. So that means that your town resident, even though the crime didn't take place in Fairfield, they want you to go to your local police department and report it first and have the police calls, almost like you have no credibility unless you go to your own police department. That's another thing that kind of like irked me, because ultimately he ended up calling our department and one of our guys responded to the house, took the complaint, even though it had nothing to do with Fairfield technically, other than he lives here, took the complaint. Then all of a sudden, Waterford, God, one police department to another, let me wake up. That should not be happening. What if you were a visitor and you're from Germany? Now you have to call Germany police?
Right.
How does that work?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Yeah.
I mean, okay, it makes no sense. Mm-hmm. If the crime is about to take place in your town and a resident is calling you, or even a visitor or anybody, or in this case, my friend who had nothing to do with Waterford, calls, there should have been an immediate response, because that's how you improve the quality of life for your residents, and that's how you keep the garbage out.
Yeah, so Jim, I think this is a really interesting topic, and I'd love to encourage our listeners, if you have a thumbs up, thumbs down situation you want to share with us, either off the air or here on the air, we'd love for you to give us a call at 203-333-9422, and Jim and I would love to continue this series of thumbs up, thumbs down, but it really hinges on if you have concrete examples in your neighborhood. So please feel free to chime in on the conversation. Jim Perez, thank you so much for what you do and for getting this conversation started here on Melissa in the Morning. We really appreciate it.